Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. The week is flying by. It is Wednesday. It is a tropical warmth outside. 25 degrees, I think is what it is. Maybe 19. Hell of a warm-up from yesterday.
It's like 30 degrees warmer right now than it was at this time yesterday. And that is no joke. It's in the 20s now. It was like negative 10 or something at this time. Feels balmy and warm. I'm glad you didn't wear a shirt today. You can see Dusty's chest on the YouTube feed today. Looks good.
Got a very vanilla cream body color.
I mean, yeah, look at that. You need to get some sun, maybe without in New Orleans. Oh, wait, I would say we'd get sun in New Orleans, but they had 7 inches of snow in New Orleans yesterday.
Dang.
Did you see the pictures from Destin? I mean, Florida.
White sanded beaches are now white snow covered beaches.
I mean, good God, man.
Is this the end?
It may be. It really may be. I mean, and then all the folks trying to travel yesterday out of Atlanta, that turned into a disaster yesterday. Couldn't get through security. Everybody's missing flights after the national championship game. And then the snow comes and puts a blizzard in New Orleans and Houston and Florida and all along the Gulf Coast. And so it's interesting to see when folks don't normally get snow and they get snow. I was told you yesterday, I was talking to my friend who's down in Seguin, Texas, and he's like, this morning he's telling people, fill spray bottles with alcohol and spray it on your windshield because it helps the ice dissolve. I'm like, these are things that we've never kind of talked about. You just turned your heat on and had an ice scraper and got out there and did it. But for people who don't have snow normally, could you imagine these folks down in the southern part of the United States trying to drive in snow?
I normally just fill my water bottle up with alcohol and just sip it.
Yeah, right. Not rubbing alcohol, though.
No.
No.
No, I did wonder last night when they were showing the videos of like Bourbon Street and like the French Quarter or whatever, and it was like covered in snow. I was like, I wonder what their news packages look like with the grocery store.
Oh yeah.
Like there's probably nothing left on the aisle.
Nothing.
The hell with bread, milk, and eggs. They got everything.
We're buying everything. We're gonna be snowed in for days. It's probably one of those things too where it all melts like today, you know, dissipates and goes away. So I think for the folks down south who have never experienced this before, enjoy the hell out of it and hope you never have to see it again.
Yeah. And there's probably those some people, the hell it is gonna snow 5 to 8 inches. Hadn't done that since 1895,
that's
Gary.
Right. Yeah.
Which you had. The last time they got that much snow was 1895.
Is it really 1895?
Yeah. That was a stat
holy
last
cow.
Night. The last time they got anywhere near 8 inches of snow, which is a record in Louisiana, they got 8 inches in 1895.
So it was funny. I don't know if you saw the tweet yesterday from the LSU stadium back in like 4 years ago. Any SEC school that gets snow in their stadium isn't really an SEC school. And then they showed the stadium at LSU covered in snow, and the stadium like requoted went, oops.
Love it.
I mean, clearly taking a shot at Missouri, you know, obviously is what they were doing back in the day. But now everybody's got snow all over this country. So congratulations, make a snowman on the beach. That would be kind of fun.
They showed a video of Livy Dunn walking into the stadium and like the snow just parted its way and melted.
Speaking of her, did you see that Paul Skeens story that took place yesterday where the 11-year-old kid found the rare Paul Skeens baseball card in a pack of cards? And the Pirates want this card so bad, they've offered him front row season tickets for the next 30 years.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I would do it in a heartbeat.
I mean, wow. Everything. You wouldn't should look up what
it.
The Pirates offered this 11-year-old kid for would, this trading card. And would, that's where they started. That was the first thing on the list, and it was a bunch of things that they were going to offer him.
I'd want a glove, the seats, a jersey signed, and a meet and greet.
Yeah, I think
with Livy, not him.
No, and that was the thing. I think that, like, people are saying now, where's the Livy Dunn experience, you know, in all of
and
this?
And that was offered earlier this year, I think, on social media. I think she did it, too. They were like, if you can find this card, like, they'll make it right if you want to make a trade or something like that, where they were talking about his rookie card because – obviously, that whole renaissance in the card business, Pokemon, all that sort of stuff as well.
It's a Paul Skeens one-of-one rookie debut autograph card, and he found it, right? And this is what the Pirates offered him. 2 season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years, a meet and greet with Paul Skeens, 2 Paul Skeens autographed jerseys, softball game for 30 at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni, private tour of Pirate City and Lecom Park at spring training, Pirates game with Livy Dunn in her suite, courtesy of Livy.
Yep.
Like, you're done, right?
way, way more than you can imagine. You had me at the very end, and that's all I need.
Yeah, she added that in late. The Pirates had all that other stuff, and then Livy Dunn comes in late and says, yeah, you can sit. Okay, we're in on this one, right?
What are you worth?
Man. So I hope that kid goes and cashes in and gets that offer.
You said he's 11-year-old?
11 years, yes, 11 years old.
He doesn't even know yet. No idea. His dad's like, take the deal.
Yeah.
Do it, bro.
I mean, seriously.
Dad, it's a signed card. Just take the deal.
Take the deal. Sell the tickets. 30 years of, like, front row of, you know, Pirates baseball. Even if they're bad, it's still a good seat, right? You can parlay that.
What are the cards worth?
I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't seen anything about that. I mean, clearly a lot if that's what they're offering this guy, right? Usually, like, somebody hits a ball for their 3,000th hit and it goes into the stands. They want to offer you a bat and an autograph from Derek Jeter or something like that. That's not worth it.
Yeah, what did Ohtani's 50-50 ball go for? It was like over a mil.
Couple million dollars or something like that. Yeah, but this is like a real deal. Like, the Pirates really, really, really came out of the gate with a great offer to start this thing off.
I think Max got the number.
They said they estimated in November that the card could ultimately be worth six figures. I mean, so I'm taking that deal.
Six figures.
That's what they said.
That's it.
That's pretty vague. Is it 100,000 six figures, or is it like, you know,
999,000?
Like, what's the six?
Well, but even still, if it's only worth, like, if they would have said seven figures, then it's something to pause on. But it's six figures. You're getting 30 years of season tickets,
and
Livy Dunn
as of right now, from him being rookie of the year and could be a Cy Young, could be a perennial All Star, could be a Hall of Famer, and could just that value will forever go up.
Right.
But 30 years of, you know, the Crown Royal seats, sign me up.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was 100 games.
Right.
Hey, you want to go to the game today? Where's your seats? Directly behind home plate.
Right. All food, all beverage included for every game. You're in on that.
When's that Livy Dunn game? None of your damn business, Danny.
Dad and his friends are going to that one. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you this.
Zit. Don't get scared now.
All right, we got a game Sunday that everybody needs to get ready for. It's Wednesday. The season is on the line for both teams. It is the biggest game at Arrowhead, as Bob had said on our Instagram page. It is also the biggest game for Josh Allen in his career. It just so happens to come at the same time as one Fesco said, the biggest game in Arrowhead's history. I do firmly believe that after sleeping on that thought last night. There is no turning back at this point.
Nope.
It is Wednesday. The coaches speak. Mahomes will speak. Allen can really do a lot with his career with a win in this game. I'll give you both sides of this whole opportunity. If Allen wins this game, every loss in the past history of the playoffs to Mahomes and the Chiefs is irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because this is finally the game that can put him in the category of where Joe Burrow was for the last 3 years. The guy that can do it. Brady was the guy that can do it, but Brady was the guy, still is the guy, and will probably always be the guy unless Mahomes does, in fact, win the three-peat. Josh Allen can also stop history with these. If Josh Allen wins this game, he stops history for the Kansas City Chiefs. The other thing that's kind of alarming in this matchup is the three times the Chiefs have played Buffalo in the playoffs, they have won all three games. Only last year was the time that they beat Buffalo. They went on to win the next game. Obviously, the other two, they lost in the AFC Championship game to Cincinnati. They would lose the other one in the Super Bowl to Tom Brady. So the Chiefs can really be a victim of Josh Allen in his career, where it would be like, yeah, he's 1-3 or whatever against Mahomes in the playoffs, but the one win he did have was in Arrowhead and stopped a three-peat. Now, why this is the biggest game for Arrowhead Stadium and the crowd that watches this game? Mahomes becomes the second winningest quarterback of all time in the playoffs history with a win over Josh Allen, putting him above Joe Montana, putting him only behind Tom Brady, which would be sole second place as the most second-winning, most all-time playoff quarterback. The winner of this game, in my mind, will probably win the Super Bowl. I don't think anybody in the NFC, Philadelphia or Washington, I know Jaden Daniels having a historic year, maybe the greatest year ever as a rookie quarterback, unless you want to throw Andrew Luck in there, but I don't even think he went to the championship game. But if Mahomes wins this game, and it's at Arrowhead, there's so much on the line with what the Chiefs can accomplish. Again, a three-peat, never been done before. Mahomes' game is, if not much more, with a win over than Allen does. If Mahomes wins this game and goes on to win a Super Bowl, yes, Allen's career will always be tainted as you cannot beat Patrick Mahomes, but then it's also, okay, now it's Patrick Mahomes, no other comparison, no other story, go chase the GOAT. This is a historic game for so many people. Mahomes, Allen, Kelsey, we'll get into a little bit later on as well, but also for that crowd that'll be at this game at 5:30 for the AFC Championship.
Yeah, it's the biggest game in Arrowhead's history, and that is not hyperbolic. That's not getting lost in the moment. There is more on the line in this game than there's ever been on the line at a game at Arrowhead Stadium in the history of Arrowhead Stadium, right? And each year that we've gone to this AFC Championship game, it's been great, it's been fun, it's been unique, it's been different, but nothing is of the magnitude of what we're about ready to see on Sunday afternoon. And quite honestly, I think it is a bigger game for Patrick Mahomes than it is for Josh Allen. And I'm not just saying that because we're sitting here in Kansas City and I'm some sort of Chiefs homer or Mahomes homer or anything like that, which I am, and that's fine. But I think when you look at what's on the line, like we're this close. You ever get this close to something and then fall short? How many times do you get that close again, right? The Chiefs and Royals were a little bit different in their playoff runs. Usually you reach the championship game or the championship round and you fall short. You don't show back up the next year. The Royals did, the Chiefs did, and the Chiefs have continued this thing. And so you get to this point where you're doing things that have never been done before. You have to think, will that opportunity ever present itself? And this three-peat thing is so big, and it's right there. If the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes don't beat Josh Allen and the Bills on Sunday, and we used the two quarterbacks on this one, obviously, there's no guarantees that the Chiefs and Mahomes will ever be in position again to have an opportunity to go for a three-peat. Because you know why? You got to start from zero again. You got to get one. Then you got to get two. And then you've got to put yourself in that position to go for three. And so this is the opportunity that you have to take advantage of. It is right there. And, you know, I was looking through Twitter this morning and I saw the Shawshank Redemption quote that was on a t-shirt. Get busy living or get busy dying. Well, it's time to get busy living for the Kansas City Chiefs right now, because if they go out there and they win this game, they're in rarefied air. They're going to do something that nobody else has done before. Patrick Mahomes is playing with the weight of the three-peat on his shoulders. Josh Allen is playing with the weight of America on his shoulders, because nobody wants to see the Kansas City Chiefs go out there and three-peat and do this thing outside of Kansas City. So Josh Allen's playing with all the pressure of America and everybody else rooting against the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes is playing with the pressure of history and something that may never even be close to being done again.
This is it. Don't get scared now.